Okay, here we go. Which sexual fantasy would you explore if you knew the environment was safe, all participants were healthy, without disease, and that you could control all the moving parts as well as who saw the content? What's up, guys? It's Timothy Maurice, and I'm so excited to bring you a special episode inspired by an interview I listened to with a porn star who has an honors degree in gender studies. But a warning before you go further. The following content could change everything you've ever thought about how you see the psychology of sex. Also, this episode is for adults, not children. So if you're listening at home, listen with your headphones. I'm super grateful to everyone who has subscribed and follows the Brain and Brand Show. Please rate us and share one of your favorite episodes with someone you care about. Keeping with our goal of bringing you content that helps you understand the neuroscience and psychology of personal brand influence, this episode will explore insights I discovered from a successful porn star. They may help you understand your own mindset, success journey, and yes, your sexual identity. Before you think I've been mindlessly sitting around searching porn sites completely unproductive in quarantine, here's how this episode came about. I'm using this lockdown time to finish the first draft of my latest book, and while researching about the science of gender equality, I came across a podcast with Dr. Christopher Ryan, a PhD in psychology based in San Francisco, best known for his book Sex at Dawn. Dr. Ryan was being interviewed by Holly Randall, whose show is called Unfiltered, which I had never heard of. Now, here's the catch. Somehow, Holly had deviated from her usual theme of interviewing porn stars about their values, beliefs, work in the porn industry, as well as overall lifestyle, and had decided to interview Dr. Ryan. After listening to the interview with Dr. Ryan, I was fascinated with Holly's approach and intellectual engagement, so I searched her other interviews with porn stars to see if one caught my eye. I stopped scrolling through her feed when I got to episode 28, entitled Deeper Than Her Cleavage: A Conversation with Angela White. The deeper than part intrigued me, so I downloaded and listened to it during my morning exercise routine. Halfway in, I was hooked. I discovered the brilliant Angela White, who graduated from the University of Melbourne with an honors in gender studies and is working on her PhD. As I listened to these two extremely intelligent women, Holly and Angela, speak about gender equality, I had to pause and to see what Angela looked like. Because what I was hearing simply did not align with what I had in my mind about a porn star. So I Googled her alongside the word porn. The first Google entry that comes up is her Pornhub page. I clicked on the first link and discovered her homepage has 356,000 subscribers, with over 410 million views. The first two videos that appear on the page are one with her and three black males labeled as Angela White BBC Gangbang. And the second video was labeled Angela White and Danny Daniels Lesbian. So I got the point and went back to the interview. I can't lie, the person being interviewed and the person I saw having sex on Pornhub simply didn't align. I had to do some mental reconciliation. This was my first time hearing a porn star being interviewed, anyway, so I guess I had no frame of reference. But the truth is, there was no way I expected a conversation with a porn star and research on gender equality in the same vein. I guess it's just our limited exposure to porn stars. I don't know, maybe you've met a porn star before and you've had a conversation, a deep conversation. I don't know. This is my first time. The rest of the podcast will explore what I learned from the researcher and intellectual and one of the most successful porn stars in history, Angela White. But before we continue, make sure you go back and listen to the previous episode on this podcast about the science of happiness. Here's a quick snippet. So I'm catching up. What's your name?
Wendy.
So I'm catching up with Wendy while we're walking. So Wendy, yeah, we're about to cross the street. And I don't want to get either of us hit. Okay, let's go. Let's run. Are you on lunch?
I'm on lunch.
Okay, so Wendy, what does happiness mean to you?
Contentment with myself.
What's your name?
Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. Thank you so much. Is this your husband?
Yes, it is.
Is he always this difficult?
He's always as crazy, yes.
Okay, so Jessica, what does happiness mean to you?
I think currently happiness is family.
Okay, so I bumped into these really cool young 18, 19-year-olds. What does happiness mean to you?
It means money.
It means money. Okay, what about you?
To be yourself and enjoy life.
Enjoy life.
Money.
Okay, so are you happy?
Yeah.
So you've got money?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you happy?
Yeah. As long as I can remember.
So you've just always had money?
Yeah.
When you go back and listen to this episode of The Science of Happiness, you'll see I share much more science along with many more conversations with people from around the world. Now back to our episode on what I've learned from a porn star. Here are three takeaways from Angela White's success: liberation, sexual evolution, and personal brand ownership. Let's start with number one, liberation, freedom to explore. Angela mentions on her website and in the interview that from an early age, she felt society's conventional sexual norms didn't sit well with her. She wanted to be in a space where she could explore the depths of her sexuality without being criticized. She felt that most people in society had limited themselves based on beliefs that were passed down to them. In fact, early on, she discovered that countries with the most violence against women were those that were the most sexually repressive, were restricting individuals from exploring their sexuality with the culture and the norm. And she also discovered the correlation between societies who suppress access to porn are also the most violent against women. So she recognized the hypocrisy in a patriarchal society that attempted to mute women's sexual freedom, and therefore she refused to conform and then set out to find safe spaces. And that's how she stumbled into porn. Not because she was a victim of any sort, which is often the label associated with porn stars. Number two, sexual evolution. In Angela's honors research, she did qualitative research by interviewing actresses in the porn industry in narrative form, basically asking them to tell stories about their experiences in the industry, which would give deeper insight into their experiences. She discovered that most of the actresses entered the porn industry to have ownership of their sexuality, and that being in safe, respected environments enabled them to explore themselves. Her research also revealed that by being able to explore sexual desires in respected spaces, their sexual nature and their sexual identity often evolved. Many went into porn thinking they were straight, bisexual, lesbian, or some other identity, but discovered they had depths inside their sexual nature that they were not aware of. One of our research respondents commented that if you want a gangbang where one person has sex with multiple people, where else can you make sure everyone is tested and even choose the people and to do so in a safe, respected environment? Number three, the last point, personal brand ownership. Angela owns her own production house and controls the production of most of the scenes she's in, as well as how she appears in her shoots. When it comes to her personal brand, everything from the colors, the lights, the images, the logos, and so much more, she's the one in control. She's the one charting her own personal brand and financial destiny. Now, is every porn actress or actor as liberated personally and professionally as Angela? I doubt it. But what's clear from her interview with Holly, and then studying her strategic approach to building her brand, Angela's success comes from being relentless about her right to choose her journey as a woman and to be free to explore her truth sexually, as well as make smart personal brand business decisions to ensure she sustains her career success. If that's not close to equality, then I don't know what is. To check out Angela White's work and background, go to www.angelawhite.com. And to listen to the podcast with Holly Randall, search the podcast entitled Unfiltered on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. I thought I would end this episode with a little bit of porn research. According to science, about 84% of people between the ages of 18 and 49 had watched a pornographic film. 25% of search engine requests are related to sex. 35% of downloads from the internet are pornographic. 40 million Americans say they regularly visit porn sites. 70% of men aged 18 to 24 visit a porn site at least once per month. The largest consumer group of online porn is men between the ages of 35 and 49. One-third of all internet porn users are women. Sunday is the most popular day of the week for viewing porn. So there's a good chance you probably already know who Angela White is. Until next time.